respects to their elders, both past and present. My name's Graham Innes. I'm the Human Rights Commissioner, one of the commissioners from the Human Rights Commission conducting this inquiry. I'd like to thank the Office of the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner of Tasmania for their assistance in arranging the hearing today. Welcome to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission's Hobart public hearing on the National Inquiry into Discrimination Against People in Same-Sex Relationships, Financial and Work-Related Entitlements and Benefits. We call this the Same-Sex, Same Entitlements Inquiry for short, and you can tell that we certainly need a short title. This inquiry is about equal rights for gay and lesbian couples trying to access the financial entitlements and work benefits that heterosexual couples take for granted. The right to non-discrimination and the right to equality before the law are two of the most fundamental principles of human rights law. Yet there are a raft of laws on Australia's books that clearly deny certain rights to gay and lesbian couples. Our goal is to identify those discriminatory laws, explain the impact of those laws on real people, and recommend changes to those laws so that the discrimination disappears. This morning, we are holding the fourth of seven public hearings taking place in capital cities all around Australia. During these hearings, we hope to gather more information from selected organisations and individuals who have already made written submissions to the inquiry. In addition to formal public hearings, we're holding informal community forums in capital cities and regional areas. The purpose of those forums is to allow any individual to share their views and experiences with the inquiry. One of those forums took place last night or yesterday afternoon in Hobart, and another will take place tonight in Launceston. These two types of consultations are part of the second phase of the Same-Sex, Same Entitlements inquiry. The first phase of the inquiry commenced on 3 April this year. At that time, we published a discussion paper outlining some of our preliminary research. We also invited any individual or group to provide us with written submissions. We've been delighted with the response. We now have more than 350 written submissions from individuals and organisations. The written submissions cover many issues, including leave entitlements, workers' compensation, social security, Medicare benefits, superannuation, death benefits, and taxes. It's not surprising that these issues preoccupy many in the gay and lesbian community. After all, everyone struggles to minimise expenses and to maximise income to provide financial stability during life and to leave one's family in the best possible situation after death. But it's disappointing that there are so many laws which make it so much harder for gay and lesbian couples to manage their finances when compared to heterosexual couples. We're very concerned by the large number of submissions that describe the considerable stress and anguish caused to gay and lesbian couples by these discriminatory laws. For example, some submissions describe how a gay man, unlike a heterosexual man, may be denied access to his partner's superannuation benefits if his partner works for the Commonwealth Public Service. Other submissions tell us that a lesbian woman, unlike a heterosexual woman, cannot claim tax rebates for childcare, nor can she claim a tax offset for her dependent partner. And if a gay couple needs medical treatment and medication, they must spend more than a straight couple before they get the benefit of the Medicare safety net, or the pharmaceutical benefit scheme protections. The submissions describe the financial strain that these discriminatory laws place on gay and lesbian couples. They also suggest that the law treats gay and lesbian couples as second-class citizens, not deserving of the same rights as heterosexual couples. As one person put it, "I am a first-class taxpayer, but a second-class citizen." And another person expressed his frustration as follows: "The inequalities embedded in current legislation are obvious and are inexcusable. Understanding, tolerance and inclusion are said to be values of the Australian community. Current legislation tells another story." Today we're going to hear from a couple of Tasmanian organisations who will tell us more about the discriminatory laws on the books, how they work and how they should be changed. We'll also hear from a few individuals who've kindly agreed to tell us about how they've tried to cope with the impact of discriminatory laws. For any media in the room, you should check in with the Commission staff. They've got some printed notes for media on confidentiality and privacy issues that may arise. If there are any individuals in the room who do not wish to be identified, you should also speak to Commission staff. The Commission will be recording all of the testimony on audio files. We'll attempt to place those files on our website as soon as possible. We'll also be taking notes from the proceedings and be placing a summary of those notes on the website quite soon after the hearing. You can obtain a written copy of the agenda from Commission staff if you'd like to see a full list and approximate timetable of the people who will be appearing today. In addition, we have a one-page document giving some background to the inquiry, which is a green document. And if you're in the audience and would like to provide some further comment to us about the issues we're talking about, there's a pink form. Please see our staff and complete that form with the details that you want to give to us. We expect to learn a lot more by the time we finish the hearing, sometime between 11 and 12 today, and we hope that those in the audience do as well.